Good morning. Before we begin, the congregation has been challenged to do daily Bible reading throughout the week, and if you would, please raise your hand so Duke can get a count. If you're a daily Bible reader and have read your Bible every day this week, keep your hand up, let him get a count, and we'll put it on the board. We went down last week a little bit from the previous week, but we're good. Thank you very much. First of all, I'd like to wish all the moms a happy Mother's Day. You deserve a break. You deserve recognition. You deserve to be honored today. Our congregation is blessed with a lot of children. Many times it's the moms that are getting them here. I heard a comedian the other day. He said, "My daughter rode the bus to school for the first time the other day. And at the end of the day, the school called." He said there was a place on the form for mom's number and dad's number, and they called the dad. They asked, "What bus number is your daughter on?" And he said, "For this you called the dad? Didn't you see two numbers on the form?" I don't know what bus number she's on. Do I need to come and pick her up? And they said, "Yes, sir, you need to come and pick her up." And he said, "Okay, what school is she at?" I thought that's typical dad thing right there. Why would they call the dad? Moms deserve a lot of praise because they carry most of the load when it comes to the children. But we're going to go a different direction than most Mother's Day sermons this morning. See, we're living in a world where women have been encouraged to put down their aprons and to put on office attire. We're living in a world where women have been encouraged to throw the kids into daycare and let the system take care of them. Women have been encouraged to take the role of men in the workplace, and have been encouraged to climb all the way to the top. You can be in control. You can be over those men. You're just as good as they are. You can do this. Women are encouraged to do this. They're encouraged to ignore their God-given roles in the home. We are constantly hammered by society that wants our women to get away from the home, get away from the kids, and let the system absorb them or soak them up, if you will. We get on to the dads all the time. You need to be the spiritual leader that trains the children spiritually. We turn around and we praise the moms. Moms, if you're not taking a serious role in the spiritual development of your children, then shame on you. You need to get busy and mold your children to be strong spiritual adults that you know that they can be. Too many kids are leaving the church in droves because they lack the spiritual development that they need by the time they're teenagers. The Bible talks about we're babes in Christ. Oh, you should be eating meat by now, but you're still on the milk. Well, we do the same thing when it comes to our children. They go from the cradle roll, they go to the kids' study, they work their way up through the Bible classes. Some of them don't even get that. And then we expect them to stay faithful to the Lord when they grow up. Why did our children leave God? Well, I don't know. I mean, we were godly people. Scary thought. Did you ever think that by buying into the feminist movement, you would lose your feminism, moms? Feminism is disappearing in our world. It's a scary, scary thought. I remember as a child growing up, and my dad says, "You don't use that kind of language around women. You don't talk like that around women. We don't say those things. You open doors for a lady, you're nice. You open a door for a woman now, she's liable to cuss you out." "I can open my own door." "Okay, fine. No problem." Have you noticed how women are being replaced by men in many aspects of life simply because those men identify as women? They're allowed in women's bathrooms. They're allowed in women's sports. Some people even believe that men can give birth to children, and they're convincing people that. "Oh, I believe it. Yeah, okay." What does this have to do with a Mother's Day sermon? Here's what it has to do with that. If we're living in a society that is teaching everyone that men can give birth to children, then that means that these sick individuals won't stop at taking away your role as a woman, but they want to take away your role as a mom also. Anybody can do that. Let me tell you something. You can stand on that porch back there, watch one of these little kids get hurt, they come running in the building crying, you can go down like this and they run right by you. Or they run right by me. They run by most of the men. They're going to the women. Let one of the other moms reach down there. It doesn't even have to be that kid's mom, but let one of the other moms reach down there. Usually he'll go to her because they know what the mom's role is, despite what our society tries to tell people. We adults, we scratch our heads and wonder what in heavens our world is coming to. We wonder what's going on in our world, but you think about this. I want you to think about what it looks like to your children who don't know and haven't experienced the realities that you have. What do you think this world looks like to them? We've got to mold them. We've got to shape them. We've got to teach them. That's not normal. We have to teach them. Moms, you're around them all the time. You've got to let them understand where their position is as a child of God. Moms, I'm convinced there's never been a time that you've been called to save the future more than right now. And I say moms, that means grandmothers too. Every mom in here needs to look at her children as ticking clocks. You've only got so much time to shape them and mold them into godly men and women. And then your chances are gone. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6 says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Moms, I assure you that in this day and age, if you don't train your children in the way they should go, you can bet your life that someone else will train them in the way that they shouldn't. And they're waiting at your door to do it right now. As soon as that child walks out of your sight, someone is there to pounce on them, to teach them the ways of the world. Your kids are only kids for a little while. The days are long, but the years are short. You'll blink your eyes and those days will be gone. That's a sad reality. Talk to any of the older people in here and ask them about their children. My kids, they're 45 years old. Yeah, they're still my kids. Dola's grandmother used to tell me I had a wife and I had two kids and I thought I was that guy. I'm Mr. Dad. And she said, you're just a kid. You're still just a kid. 30 years old. You're just a kid. She was right. She was right. I can see it. You know what that means? That means those of us that are older, we need to gently guide those that are younger because they don't realize the guidance that they need. And I don't mean it in a mean way. I just mean that we all need to be on board or this nation is going down the toilet. How many broken homes are there because the moms wanted to be treated like a queen, yet they wanted to act like a tramp? We see it in the world around us. How many moms look at their kids as shackles on their ankles, holding them back from all the great things that they could be accomplishing in life, instead of looking at that as jewels in their crown? Moms have absented themselves from their children's lives because they felt that they deserved things better in life than to be chained to their families. My hat's off to you moms that keep having kids and keep raising them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It's time to raise the bar, moms. I know your husband is supposed to be the spiritual leader in the family, but it's a daunting task when he tries to lead the family and he has to drag them because no one wants to follow. Mom, you're a big part of that. Encourage him to be the leader that he is called to be. Many men want to shirk that responsibility. The mom says, okay, no problem. No big deal. And so he's all too eager to do that. I've mentioned before how the mom's roles or the husband and wife's roles are, biblically speaking, what the wife is supposed to be doing. And she is there to take up the slack. She's a helpmeet, if you will. Too many times in society, I reprimanded the dads on Father's Day because too many times the dads will let the wives, she's going to keep taking up the slack, I'll just keep giving her more slack. I'll keep giving her slack. Have you ever heard that term? Why do you keep giving her slack? I'll just give her all the slack she needs. And she's going to keep on because her nature says to take up the slack, take up the slack. That's okay. Don't look at that as a burden, moms. You have a God-given right to raise your children to be godly adults. It's a daunting task. Moms, you may not be the leader of the family. You are often the spiritual guide and the navigator. You ever go somewhere and you don't know which way to turn? Your wife looks it up and says, you need to go up here, you need to go here, go there. Back in the day, she was looking at the map. I can remember going places when I was a kid. The mom was always on the passenger side looking at the map. I couldn't even fold the stupid thing. Good thing we got iPhones now, right? Turn left in 500 feet. We're in a cornfield now. Moms, you're the spiritual navigator. Your kids don't need to wind up in a cornfield spiritually. They need to end up in God's kingdom. And that's only going to happen if we lead them together. Moms, you have a very, very serious task before you. Don't just look at it as like, yeah, well, we're doing all we can. Whether or not you want to admit it, in the majority of the families in America, they are led spiritually by the mom. When dad drops the line, the mom usually takes up the slack. Don't get me wrong, I'm not excusing the dads from their spiritual responsibilities. I'm just saying that it's a joint effort and your kids need to see what a godly woman looks like. Your sons need to know what it looks like to see a godly woman so that that's what he looks like when he looks for when he finds a wife. I've heard tell, if you're dating someone, if you're a guy and you're dating a girl, you want to know what she's going to be like later on? Look at her mama. If you're a woman, you're dating a man, you want to know what he's going to be like later? Look at his dad. That's what they say. Let me tell you something, ladies. You need to set the example for your children. Not so that your son can look at you and say, that's what a mom's supposed to look like, but so that he can look at his future wife and say, that's what a mom's supposed to look like and she ain't it. Our sons need to go out and find godly women to marry, and our daughters need to find godly men to marry. Amen. Dad's already heard your part on Father's Day. Moms, you need to step it up. God said of Abraham in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 19, Genesis 18 and verse 19, God said, "For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him." I've asked the dads from this pulpit before, does God feel that way about you? God looked at Abraham and said, I know him that he will command his children and his household after him to follow my ways. Does he think that way of you? Well, now I'm asking you moms, does God think of you like that? Does he look at you? Does God look down at you and say, oh, she's such a good mommy. She makes such good cookies. Oh, she's so good. Got a little flower on her, got a little apron on. Oh, she's such a good mommy. Or does he say, I know her. She's a spiritual rock. She's going to command her children to keep the way of the Lord. And when her husband starts falling short in that, she's going to remind him, you're a man of God. You need to set the example for me and for the kids. And he can't argue with her because she's setting the example. She's living a godly life. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4 says, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Because it says fathers, there are many mothers look at that and say, well, that's not my responsibility. I'll have to admit, it is commanded to the dads to set that example. Provoke not the children to wrath. When a man leaves his home to go to work and leaves his children with their mother, he's counting on them to nurture them in the admonition of the Lord. He's counting on them to make sure that they get everything they need spiritually. Why? That's some of the slack that you're supposed to take up. Unfortunately for us and for our communities, we see that the moms too oftentimes have to take up all that slack. You can step up into the pulpit and look across the auditorium and you see moms with little babies and absent dads. My hat's off to you, moms, if you're bringing your children to Bible class and you're bringing your children to worship and you're bringing them to be in fellowship with godly people as often as you can. And the dads, again, have already been reprimanded for this back on Father's Day. But sometimes the moms don't show up either. Sometimes we drop the ball. It's really not my responsibility. Or I got a lot going on. I mentioned earlier that moms are the spiritual leaders in most of the homes in America. Most moms smile at the thought of that, but the truth is that we're still losing our kids at an alarming rate to the world. Some research says that we're losing our children at a rate of around 81%. 81%. Can you imagine right now if I asked 81% of the children in this room to step outside, what would be left? Basically, that's what happens when they graduate high school. 81% of them leave the Lord and leave the church. Moms, that's not a success story. Those are scary statistics right there. When I started thinking about all of those kids who were in the congregation when my kids were here, and I contemplated that number, I thought it can't be that high. And I got to thinking about all the kids. Darla and I used to take the kids and we'd go to SYS and we'd go here and we'd go there and we had all those kids. I started thinking about the names and faces of those adults now and how many of them are no longer faithful to God. And those statistics are probably pretty close, maybe even higher. Many moms are all too ready to take the credit for being the spiritual leaders because they bring the kids to worship, but they blame the dads when the kids leave the church. Moms, please know that God gave you a role in the family, and it wasn't to be pandered to. You're the keeper of the home, and that includes bringing up the children to love and cherish the Lord. I know dads are guilty of trying to make their kids into athletes and sportsmen and everything else, which often takes them away from Jesus. But let me tell you, I've been to those baseball games. I've been to the soccer games. I've been to the football games. I've been to the basketball games. I've been to all the sporting events. And it's the moms that are yelling the loudest. It's the moms that are taking them there. It's the moms that are wanting to get in a fight with the other moms over there because their kid was treated unfairly. Or get in a fight with a ref and go down on the field and fight with the ref because that was a bad call. You have a mom don't know one single thing about baseball, football, basketball until she has kids and she's a professional now. She ought to be the coach. It's true. She'll go study that stuff. She wants to make sure. She's going to be all over. She's going to be in somebody's face. What happens when she goes to the baseball game? She becomes she don't become a soccer mom. She becomes a mom of bears, what she becomes. They're encouraging their kids to be good at sports. You ever heard the term soccer moms? You ever heard the term soccer dads? Nope. Soccer moms, and it's just because no one has popularized the term baseball moms, football moms, basketball moms. It doesn't mean that that's not a thing. Moms, if you can get your kids to every tryout, to every practice and to every game, you should be able to get them to every Bible class and every worship service as well. If you can't seem to make that happen, look around. There are other moms that are already doing it and they're making it happen. And I see it everywhere. Think about this. Whose rules are we going by when we think it's okay to miss worship and to miss Bible class because of a tournament or because of a championship or because of practice or because of a game or because of whatever the wind blows through? But it's not okay. It's okay to miss worship for any of those, but it's not okay to miss the game. It's not okay to miss practice. It's not okay to miss those things. Whose rules are we following? Oh, but they need little Timmy. He's the star player. Yeah, well, he'll be on the bench in hell. Think about that. Oh, he's the star. He's the star. For how long? How long? I bet there's no grandparents in here that still have their kids' Little League trophy hanging up on their mantle or in their living room on display. They're not there. Remember Hannah? She prayed for a child and God gave her Samuel. She wanted a child, couldn't have a child. She prayed for a child and God gave her Samuel. But the way she prayed was, if you'll grant me a child, I'll give him over to you and to your service. And she remained faithful to that promise and she turned her child over and gave him to the Lord. She would make him a coat every year and she would go up to see him. I'm sure it wasn't easy going up to see him and then having to leave him there with the priest. But because of her dedication to the Lord and her keeping her promise, God blessed her with three more sons and two more daughters. All you moms with little kids, all you moms with little kids, I promise you the dividends of making sure that your kids get the spiritual nourishment that they need now will be realized someday when you're sitting in that pew and your grown children as adults are sitting there with you as faithful members of the Lord's church with your grandchildren, and they're bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord as well. I don't know how many people my mother's age, or between my age and my mother's age, have told me, I just wish I could go back and change the way I raised my children so that they would be faithful today. I don't know how many mothers have come to me with broken hearts because their children have left the Lord because they didn't take care of business when they should have. There's some moms in here that have little bitty kids. It's not too late. Even if your kids are still with you, it's not too late. In fact, if your kids are already adults and grown, don't ever stop being the spiritual guide that they need you to be. For those of you whose children are already grown, you're not off the hook either. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. This passage here reads this: the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. They are to be keepers of the home. That doesn't mean, husbands, that you keep your wife at home and make her stay home all the time. It means that they are the keeper of the home. They are the ones that are keeping the peace in the home. They are the ones that are keeping things spiritually aligned in the home. Whenever women fail in either of these roles, the older or the younger, we end up with a generation of moms that don't even like their children. We've all seen the news stories where some mom leaves her children locked in a closet, or where a mom mutilates and murders her children. Story after stomach-turning story of moms who have done horrendous things to their own children. And when we see these stories, we cringe at the thought, how could anybody do something so horrible to her own children? How could someone do something so terrible? Yet there is something much more destructive, and there are a lot more moms involved in it, and that is the mom who is indifferent to her children's spiritual well-being and lets them die spiritually. Raises them to be spiritual illiterates because she doesn't want to take the time to teach them God's ways. I mentioned earlier the sports mom that knows nothing about sports until her children come around. What about the Bible? It's easy to go out and say, what are the rules of this game? I want to know how I'm cheering them on. But what about the Bible? What about God's way? How hard is it to teach them God's way? So many moms have shirked the responsibility of raising their children. They leave that to the daycare, to the Bible class teachers, and to the school system. Brad Harab suggests that instead of having a Mother's Day celebration, we have an Other's Day celebration for those people who are really raising the children. I disagree. The problem with that is that whenever a mom fails to raise her children to the nurture and admonition of the Lord, there is nothing to celebrate. It may seem like a harsh sermon calling out moms, but the truth is that our children are leaving the Lord in droves, and Satan is spending more time converting them to the world than we are at keeping them interested in the Lord. Our kids need to know that Jesus is more than a cradle roll song character in their lives. They need to know that Jesus is ruler and master of their lives. The only way that's going to happen if He is the ruler and master of yours. For all you moms who are allowing your children to be molded in the ways of the world and remain spiritually illiterate, shame on you. It's time to change. And to all you moms who are spiritual warriors, spiritual warriors whose children know that you spend time on your knees praying to God every day, who never let a day go by that you don't take the time to teach your children something about God, you are a blessing. You are the salt of the earth. Your children shall rise up and call you blessed, Proverbs 31:28. for this day of recognition has been set aside for you, and to you we honor. Happy Mother's Day to all your moms. I hope you can get on board and take care of those things that God calls you to take care of spiritually. If you have any need, the message is yours. Won't you come while together we stand and sing the song that's been selected?